Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Sylvester Ahola, known as Huli, and also the fabulous Finn. I will read a little bit of biographical information about Sylvester Ahola from Who's Who of Jazz. Sylvester Ahola was born in Gloucester, Massachusetts on May 24th, 1902, and he died on February 13, 1995. His parents were born in Finland, and he started playing drums at the age of six, cornet 2 years later. First professional work with Frankie Ward's orchestra in New England. That was September of 1921, stayed with that orchestra for 3 years, then worked with various band leaders, Henry Callis, Franca Bellizia, Luca Labrese, and Ruby Newman before joining Paul Specht Orchestra in New York. Remained with Specht until February of 1927, that included a trip to England in 1926. He worked briefly with the California Ramblers, Bert Lawn, Peter Van Steeden, and Adrian Rollini, then sailed to London in December of 1927 to join the Savoy Orpheans, left in October 1928 to join Bert Ambrose. He worked with Ambrose until August 1931, except for a brief vacation in the USA during the summer of 1930. He returned to New York, rejoined Peter Van Steeden for several years, worked in NBC Staff Orchestra, also with the Jacques Renard Orchestra, continued the studio work until retiring to his hometown in 1940, has played trumpet and percussion in local Cape Ann Symphony Orchestra for many years. Sylvester Ahola is probably my second most favorite trumpet player, of course, the first one being Bix. There is something special about the way he plays from my point of view, and I really like it very much. Okay, what I'm going to do is play a number of recordings that he made, and I will do this in chronological order, beginning in 1926. And the first two recordings I want to play are recorded by the Georgians. By the way, the discographical information that I'm going to provide comes from the magnificent book by Dick Hill, titled Sylvester Ahola, the Gloucester Gabriel. It has an excellent biography and a very detailed discography also. So here is from April 13, 1926, recorded in New York, The Georgians, which was a band within the band of Paul Specht. Sylvester Ahola on trumpet, Al Filburn on trombone, Ernie Warren on clarinet, alto sax, baritone sax, Phil Wall on piano, Luca Labrese banjo, Johnny Morris on drums and doing the vocal effects. And the two recordings I want to play are Horses and Spring Is Here. So here is Sylvester Ahola with the Georgians, 1926.
Coppers, they hold hands and spoon until it's dark. When the mustard bites the hot dogs and they all begin to bark, then you know that spring is here.
Spark plug.
20-10 on 4.
Bet. They're all.
Thank you.
horses, horses, nutty over horses, 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 goofy over horses, horses, she's a little wild. Daffy over horses, 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 silly over horses, horses. Once I heard her call me Sparkplug, brown eyes too. Guess she thinks I'm a horse, Bonnie Google at the altar, altar, altar. Maybe she will falter, falter, falter. Then I'll get a halter, 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 just to make a mind. A woman's no means yes, I guess. A horse's nay is a horse's yes. Oh, it's horses, horses, just a lot of horses, horses all the time.
I played the two records in the opposite order compared to what I said. I said I was going to play first the horses and then Spring Is Here. Turns out that I have first Spring Is Here and then horses. The other thing that I wanted to mention before going on with the music was that Sylvester Ahola, of course, was one of Bix's fellow musicians in the short-lived New Yorkers Orchestra under the direction of Adrian Rollini. So they were sitting next to each other for about 3 weeks or so. But they never recorded together. Sylvester Ahola, for some reason, was not called when the New Yorkers, under the name of Frankie Trombauer and his orchestra, made a bunch of very important recordings in the fall of 1927. Okay, let's continue with the music. I want to move now to April 20th, 1928. This is recorded by Harry Hudson's Melody Band. And I don't have an exact composition of the band. I have a collective personnel. And we have Sylvester Ahola, Arthur Niblo, and Murray Dempsey on trumpet, Ben Oakley, Lou Davis, trombone, Sid Phillips, clarinet, alto sax, baritone sax, Ken Warner, alto sax, George Malacrino, clarinet, tenor sax, Les Allen, tenor sax, Annunzio Mantovani, and others, violin, Jean Pack, piano, Bill Herbert, banjo, guitar, Bill Busby, brass bass, Webb, Abby, and Rudy Starita, Fred Spinelli, or Sam Weber on drums. Harry Hudson is the director. The usual instrumentation in the recordings were two trumpets, trombone, clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, violin, piano, banjo, brass bass, and drum. So from April 20, 1928, I will play first How Long Has This Been Going On? The vocal is by Harry Hudson, and then Miss Annabel Lee with a vocal by Joe Lee. So here is Sylvester Ahola with Harry Hudson's Melody Men, 1928.
Thank you. never tasted kissing till the other night. Say, how long has this been going on? Oh, what joy I'm missing. Come on, put me right. How long has this been going on? She sighs, I sighs, and when she sat upon my lap, I nearly died. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, oh, golly, I'm completely gone. How long has this been going on?
I would like to play a couple of recordings from June 20, 1929. This is Philip Lewis and his dance orchestra, Sylvester Rahola on trumpet, Arthur Lally on clarinet, alto sax, baritone. He's the director also. Johnny Helfer on clarinet, tenor sax, Claude Ivy piano, Bert Thomas banjo guitar, Tiny Stock brass bass saxophone, Harry Robbins on drums, and Maurice Elwin on vocals. And the two tunes I want to play are My Kind of Love and My Troubles Are Over. In My Kind of Love, there is an interesting chase between the bass saxophone and the trumpet. So here is Sylvester Rahola with Philip Lewis and his dance orchestra, 1929.
My kind of love, your kind of love, what does it matter, the world and its chatter, our kind of love, one way to paradise. My kind of lips, your kind of lips, any old weather, we'll press them together, my kind of kiss, one way to paradise. Let us be happy today, we may be gone tomorrow. Why should we fret while we can get happiness, we'll steal it, beg or borrow. I'm fond of you, you're fond of me. It's easy to please me, hug me and squeeze me. My kind of love, one way to paradise. Been putting it on, been talking it over. That sweetie of mine gave me a sign, my troubles are over. The family crew, the relatives too, invited me over. They put the okay on me today, my troubles are over. We're planning to settle down, in a little suburban town. Oh, wooden light trees, birds and bees all around. A couple of cars, a couple of kids, a couple in clover. Just picture me there, floating on air, my trover.
Now I want to bring in a couple of recordings by the Rhythmic Eight. First, from May 7, 1928, After My Laughter Came Tears. We have Sylvester Rahola and Andy Richardson on trumpet, Pearly Breed and Barney Sorkin on alto sax, Johnny Helfer, clarinet, tenor sax, John Furman, piano arranger, Joe Brunelli, banjo and guitar, Billy Bell on brass bass, Rudy Starita on drums and vibraphone, Maurice Elwin does the vocal, and Bert Furman is the conductor. The Rhythmic Eight were a terrific recording group, I guess under the direction of Bert Furman, and they recorded many, many terrific sides in the late 1920s. I will follow that with another recording by the Rhythmic Eight, this time from October 4, 1929. Sylvester Rahola on trumpet, probably Danny Polo clarinet, alto sax, Arthur Lally on alto sax, baritone, Johnny Helfer tenor sax, Bert Reed piano, celeste, Joe Brunelli on banjo guitar, Billy Bell brass bass, Rudy Starita drums, John Furman is the director. The tune is one that Bix recorded with Paul Whiteman, Reaching for Someone. So let's listen then to Sylvester Rahola with the Rhythmic Eight, first in 1928 and then in 1929.
Thank you.
want to play a couple of recordings by the Rhythm Maniacs. First, from October 25, 1929, a really hot number, That's a Plenty, with Sylvester Rahola and Dennis Radcliffe on trumpet, Ted Heath on trombone, Danny Polo clarinet, alto sax, Arthur Lely alto sax, Joe Crossman clarinet, tenor sax, Claude Ivy piano, Joe Brunelli banjo, Tiny Stock brass bass, Max Bacon on drums. This is really very hot. Then I'm going to go back to August 23rd, 1929, and I'm going to play one of my favorite songs. It's called Why Can't You, vocal by Elsie Carlisle, and the band consists of Sylvester Rahola on trumpet, Danny Polo clarinet, alto sax, Johnny Helfer on clarinet, tenor sax, Arthur Lely baritone, bass sax, Claude Ivy piano, Joe Brunelli on guitar, and Harry Robbins on drums. So let's listen then to two recordings of Sylvester Rahola with the Rhythm Maniacs, 1929. Thank you.
tiny seeds fight their way up through the weeds. Violets can do it, why can't you? Little brooklets breaking free work their way down to the sea. Little brooks can do it, why can't you? Hopes and dreams are things that life can shatter. Learn to lift your head and say, it doesn't matter. Birdies sing in cages too, they know that's the thing to do. Little birds can do it, why can't you?
Okay, I'm going to wind up today's program with a couple of recordings by Ambrose. First, from April 24, 1930, I'm in the market for you. We have Sylvester Ahola and Dennis Radcliffe on trumpet, Ted Heath trombone, Danny Polo clarinet, alto sax, baritone, Arthur Lely clarinet, alto sax, baritone, or Jack Shields, clarinet, alto sax. Joe Jeanette, clarinet, tenor sax. Eric Sidé and Reg Persglove and Ernie Lewis on violin. Bert Reed, piano. Joe Branelli, guitar. Dick Escott, string bass. Max Bacon, drums. The vocalist is Sam Brown. I will follow that with a recording from September 26, 1930. Now the orchestra consists of Sylvester Ahola and Dennis Radcliffe on trumpet, Ted Heath and Tony Thorpe on trombone, Jack Shields on clarinet, alto sax, baritone, Joe Crossman, clarinet, alto sax, baritone, Jack Shields, clarinet, alto sax, Joe Jeanette, clarinet, tenor sax, Eric Sidé, Red Persglove and Ernie Lewis on violin, Bert Reed, piano, Joe Branelli, guitar, Dick Escott, string bass, Max Bacon, drums, again the vocalist by Sam Brown, and Dick Hill makes a note following the discography for Good Evening, in which he says, although Lou Stone's diaries positively indicate that he arranged the last title and the style of arrangement certainly bears all of his trademarks, the record label carries the description Arrange Grossman, possibly a misspelling of Crossman, who solos on both alto and baritone saxes, question mark. So let's listen to Sylvester Ahola with Ambrose and his orchestra, 1930.
Of your caresses too. We'll come count the hugs and kisses when dividends are due, 'cause I'm in the market for you.
Hope you have enjoyed this program of recordings that include Sylvester Ahola, the Fabulous Finn. I like a lot the sound of the British bands in the 1920s and 30s, both their jazz numbers as well as their sweet numbers. Well, let's get back to Biggs now. Come to the end of today's edition of Biggs is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Biggs Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Biggsography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Biggs is alive.
Yeah.